Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast about 10 of the best European cities to visit. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, an online travel guide where you'll find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise my recent post, 10 more of the best European cities to visit. It's a follow-on to an earlier post, including some cities that people said I should have had in my original list. So starting off in Italy with Rome. With lots of suggestions on Europe à la carte for things to do in Rome, many are from Kimberly Sullivan, who lives in the Italian capital, and she wrote a series, When in Rome, on Europe à la carte, so there's some great insider tips there from Kimberly. We spent our 20th wedding anniversary in Rome, and I love the city, likening it to a living museum. Now, Tallinn, the capital of Estonia, is one of the European capital of cultures in 2011, and I was keen to visit the city, but in fact my husband Demetrius went there. I couldn't fit it in when there were cheap flights from Edinburgh. He was there with one of our sons in late March this year, when it was still pretty wintry, with sub-zero temperatures and some light snow. Now, also another member of the blogging team, Sean, has been to Tallinn, so we've got quite a lot of tips for things to do, places to stay, places to eat. I think one of Demetrius's highlights was visiting the Kumu Art Museum, which gives an insight into the recent Estonian history. Now, Dublin, the capital of Ireland, is a great place to visit. It's got a very laid-back atmosphere. And I really like the sculpture of the rock star singer Phil Lynott, the Thin Lizzy. You can see the photo on the blog. But I did find it quite expensive in Dublin last time I was there. Now, poor Brussels in Belgium gets a very bad reputation for being boring. It's not true. It's a really, really interesting, vibrant city. And I certainly became a big fan of Brussels when I was there a couple of years ago. In December. I especially liked the Sound and Light Christmas show in Grand Place and the St. Catherine's Christmas Market, but with plenty other tips on things to do in Brussels. Now, Florence. It has to be one of Italy's most beautiful cities. We visited it in November 2009, and I reckon the autumn or spring are the best times to visit when it's not too hot or overrun with tourists. Like going at the end of November, we were lucky, the weather was pleasant, but that's maybe cutting it a bit fine. I think the best views of Florence are from the Piazzale Michelangelo, where you'll also find the Iris Garden. Now, Dubrovnik is a coastal walled city in Croatia that's on my would love to visit list. I have been to Croatia, but haven't made it to Dubrovnik. It looks lovely. Stockholm. Well, we have some great tips for what to do in the Swedish capital from Marcus Cederson from the Europe à la carte blogging team. He's a Swedish-American who lived in the city until recently. I haven't made it to Stockholm yet, but I have been to Gothenburg in Sweden, which I really loved. Now, Glasgow. You may have guessed from my accent, I'm Scottish. Now, Glasgow is the largest city in Scotland, and one of our sons lives there. But I have to admit, I have an East Coast bias. I prefer Edinburgh. But there is lots to see and do in Edinburgh, and one of my favourite attractions is the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum, which is free to enter. Now, Valletta is the capital of the Mediterranean island of Malta, and it's a really, really interesting city. It's a UNESCO heritage site, and you can get a feel for the city in my photo post walking through the streets of Valletta. Now, Girona in Spain, I think, always suffers from its proximity to the better known Barcelona. But it's a beautiful city with a medieval old town, and my favourite thing to do in Girona is to walk around the city walls. I do hope that you've enjoyed this whistle-stop tour of 10 wonderful European cities. Come to the blog to read the post, see the photos and get more information on www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. And you can also vote in our online poll for which of these 10 European cities is your favourite. Do join us again. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.